From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We've come up to MIT in Boston this week to visit the emerging technology conference MTech. There are serious academics here doing big things like robots. When I visited the personal robotics lab, though, some of the projects being worked on seemed more Hollywood than science class. Robotic clothing that would zip zippers for you, kind of like the self-fitting duds in Back to the Future 2, and one robot that looked a lot like a character from the movie Gremlins. I asked research assistant David Nunez if MIT's robot inventors would admit to drawing inspiration from the big screen, where robots and humans are often companions.
I think people in general that get into robotics tend to have this fantasy of having their, you know, robot companion that works with them, that learns with them, that plays with them. I would love to have a robot that sort of sat by me at my desk and sort of watched what I was doing and saw how I was feeling and sort of worked with me to be a better person.
Okay, so what about the dangers of building robots like the movies, Terminator, etc.? Nunez says his focus is closer to the kind of robots that help, like helping children in hospitals. And he's more concerned with how we treat the robots than the other way around.
So if I do have my robot companion that's sitting by my desk, is it my employee? Is it my slave? At what point does, you know, where does that line get drawn? And what is, you know, if I'm mean to that robot, does that mean I'm going to be mean to people? And since we're creating robots that are meant to be socially interactive, you know, we can learn a lot about how people are just by the way they interact with their objects around them.
David Nunez of the Personal Robotics Lab.